There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, this turned into a wonderful show today, Limits. Would you agree with that?
It really did. With the debut of The Limitless Express, Mike White coming on every couple of weeks.
Johnny Parrotto with hot takes here.
Bringing down the house.
50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. What's Cooking, brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Finding the Paul Skeens card, an 11-year-old kid in L.A. found the card. Was it today, or do we know when he found it?
Doesn't say what day,
yeah.
But just the news broke today that it has been found and claimed. And we're going to talk to the general tomorrow, but I also talked to him. He called in during the break and gave us an estimation of the card. Would you like to guess what the estimation currently is?
I thought I remembered him saying over a million. That's all I remember.
A million to potentially $1.5 million.
Wow.
With an M, million.
An 11-year-old kid. Imagine how his family's feeling right now.
I know, especially with everything going on in Los Angeles right now, too, with the fires and the just horrible stuff going on there. It's cool to see somebody from L.A. Obviously don't know the family situation going on there and the dynamic, but really cool to see somebody win the card.
Couldn't this be worth that? I'm going to ask the general this tomorrow. Like, if he has the career we expect him to, is the best move here to hang on to the card forever? Or take the money now? I'd be tempted to take the money now.
Well, he's not taking the Pirates offer, that's for sure. Not going to take the season tickets and everything, because you don't live in Pittsburgh, unless they fly you out for 30 years. And I don't think anybody would do that.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think I would. What would I do? What would I do? I think I'd take the money now.
You'd sell it for $1 million.
Yeah.
And try to get 1.5.
Yeah.
Would you? I mean, settle at 1.3, and we're talking about settling, we're talking about millions of dollars?
Yeah, developing news. Aaron Glenn visits the Jets, and the goal is to keep him from leaving the building, sources tell Ian Rappaport. So both Lions coordinators appear to be, Ben Johnson's in with the Bears. Aaron Glenn to the Jets. I like Aaron Glenn. I thought that, you know, I said yesterday I gave the Lions the pony pass. At some point, it becomes ridiculous. When you're missing six starters and seven reserves, that tells me you're at least down to your third string on more than half of your defense. I can't get over that. He's done a good job by and large there, and that's going to be interesting. Him with the Jets, assuming he doesn't leave the building. Maybe once he meets Woody Johnston, he'll run out of there like he's, you know, sprinting.
As long as Woody's son thinks that he's going to be a good coach that will make the right decisions in Madden, I think it's going to be okay.
Right.
But it means Artie Smith won't be the Jets head coach.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was hoping someone would hire Artie because it looks like the Steelers will have the same offense coming back. Limits, the pleasure has been all yours today. What a show it was. And tomorrow it's going to be even better. Bob rejoins us tomorrow for Pomp and Joe, which is only fitting. And we're going to have a lot to talk about getting ready for these divisional round games, aren't we?
Let's do it. See you tomorrow. I love you.
I love you, too. Bye-bye.